defeat. As long as you loyal to me, you see what I see. Always at 3-4 feet, the answer that do not agree. But here is the tea, baggy the black grocery. Gotta stay focused on me, yeah.
You about it, she about it, put the city up. If you work all you can get it and you won't be stuck. Gotta chase the bag to really, really live it up. After winning, you already know, come pull me up.
Put my city on.
We making paper, chasing bags. These are all the facts, we'll only worry about the racks now. You know I got a stack for you. And if you could believe that, I'm not just up to win and never beat that. And can nobody ever try and beat that? Gotta put my city up, gotta put my city up. And do it for my city, yeah, yeah, yeah.
About it, she about it, put the city up. If you work all you can get it, you won't be stuck. Gotta chase the bag to really, really live it up. After winning, you already know, come pull me up.
Put my city, put my city, put my city on. Put my city, put my city, put my city on. Put my city, put my city, put my city on. Put my city, put my city, city, city on.
We get the money, get your paper, get the bag. We get the money, get your paper, get the bag.
What's jerky, man? Y'all already know it's the Mr. Baby, King 1033 South C. That's how we get down. That's me, baby. We getting ready to get in tonight, man. Hey, this is show 2 of 20. Each song that you're going to hear on this episode, each song is a never-heard-before song on our platform, a never-heard-before song on our show. We have never played any of this music before on our show. Now, when we do our first two slots, man, our first two slots is our first two slots. Anything outside of that, for the next shows, man, for the next shows, this will be show 20, so we got 18 more to go after this show. All the rest of them, man, are being songs you've never heard play right here on Femo Nation Forever Radio, right? I'm going to give you a little bit. This is the second one. This is the second one. Y'all heard the first one. This is the second.
Round of applause, we here. We the champions of the year. Round of applause, we here. We here, we here.
Rain down, undefeated. Heads high, we completed every mission of the season. It was up to us to believe it. Putting time, sweat and tears. Dream big, made it real. Ran the play, ran the field. Dropped the bombs, it's a battlefield.
Round of applause, we here. We here, we here.
We the one, you the sun. We the king, you the pun. We making history, marathon. We got the key, Farrakhan. Shooting for greatness or not at all. We up on the rise and we never fall. 50-0 and we standing tall. Mayweather in the spring and fall.
Round of applause, we here. We here. We here.
We had to get you warmed up, man. We had to get you warmed up. We going in, man. And I got to say, big shout out to everybody that be tuning in, everybody that be replaying the show, downloading the show, all that stuff, man. Make sure you stop by our website as well. I will be dropping that information, man. Hey, you can check us out, man. We're starting to put little clips up on the YouTube. We ain't really just went into it heavy yet, but that's coming as well, man. Everything in good time, man. Everything in good time. Also, update on the Famo Nation 30, man. The free kids meal, feeding at least 30 free meals to the kids, man. We ain't turning no kids away. We was going to do it here in Muskogee, Oklahoma at 6th Street Hill, but, you know, we contacted the housing authority. We talked to the proper people, man. Everything was going good. We was getting good response back at the beginning, and then after information about who we are, they requested that. We sent that in. We haven't heard anything back, you know what I mean? So I don't know whether they thought we was like big organization like Red Cross or something like that, even though Red Cross ain't out here doing nothing for nobody. Really ain't no services out here trying to feed these kids like that, what we're trying to do. So we just going to go outside and go around. If and when they do contact us back, if they approve, then, you know, if we feel like it, we'll swing back around and we'll hit their community. If not, we'll just set up down the street from their community and have all the kids come there. That was their choice on that. When we reached out, from our hearts, something we wanted to do for the kids here in our own community and something that in the area that nobody else is really doing it like that there now or have been for I don't know how long or whatever, so it is what it is. I've got word that the fire department do it out there every once every year or some shit like that, but I guess we ain't the fire department. But it's all good. It's all cool, man. We'll just go into the neighborhoods and we'll go into the communities and we still going to feed these kids, man, because that's how it goes. You dig? So Famo Nation 30 is coming up next Saturday, man. Next Saturday is coming up. We will be doing that in Muskogee, Oklahoma, man. So y'all make sure you stay tuned so you can tell the location, man. If you got to pull up to us, you know what I mean, and got your kids with you and pick up your plate for your kids and got a smash, that's cool. You can have your kids come up, man. We feeding everybody. Not turning no kids away. You dig? No teenagers. If you come up, just remember, man, we're going to try to feed as many people outside of kids as we can too, but it's about the kids, man. It's about the kids, so we're going to try to feed as many as we can. So let me go ahead and sauce you up, man, and we're going to come back and chop and drop. Y'all already know, number one jerk portal on the internet, Famo Nation Forever Radio, man. Remember that little information we was telling y'all, 16 million souls. Guinness Book World Records, youngest female to write, produce, and perform a number one hit on the Billboard charts. Told you we was going to bring it to you. That time starts right now.
I paint the town red and purple and green. 1 minute it is lightly I tread bed. I just got to scream. I march to my drum.
Just
Man, big shout out DJ Debbie Gibson right there, man, with that We Gave It To You, I Do What I Want. We got that Forever for you, that Colors, and I Feel It. Man, we finna give you that Good Things, man, that Good Things. Shout out to Debbie Gibson, man. Y'all go check it out. Go look it up, man. Definitely, definitely doing a thing. Amazing, amazing. Hey, man, you might get into it or feel like something that you like. You might start rocking with it. But it don't stop there, man. We got the Chop and Drop section coming up, man. But we got to unload some more of this new music on you. This is Kano, man. Sounds good.
When we set up, never let up, always causing a commotion. Disturb what you heard, call me Johnny, cause I'm always going deep with the words. Never sleep, it's absurd, I just know until it burns. If you wanna take a turn, and it's time you finally learn. When the flute blows sweetly, play a melody, let them know they can't defeat me. Can't stop the music like Riri, bringing the gospel like BB and CC. Do I need to spell it out for you? I'm easily one of the best, yeah, the industry needed me. Wearing the crown on my head like a beanie. Call me Adonisi. Fear, no resistance, no enemy, it's in your mind. Don't chase a dream and let it pull you in at the proper time. And the clock keeps tick, tick, ticking like the letters on the page get written. Seconds turn to minutes, turn to hours like the letters turn to words that we're spitting. Then the vibration hits your ears and it makes you to the chair that you're sitting in. Depending on how you listen and it's how the sounds are hitting. If you can't follow the end, it's spinning back from the beginning. Woo.
Yeah. writers, they express themselves through art.
Dropping beats on the head like my name was Busta Rhymes. King Kong with the beat that rips these clowns is mine. Pull out the spring, now none of these suckers can sing. Drop beats on the head like boom, 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 bing. Mentally disturbed, served with the verb with the verbs. Like the devil keep calling me boy, but tick with the curve. Paranoid boy, but vibe with the voices inside of me. And none of you motherfuckers really cannot get with me. Me versus self, me versus against me.
Switching up them gears, automatic how it comes. I'm respected by the ones. You can hear it in the drums that I'm making major moves. Pull up, hit the turbo on the dash. Don't compete, I don't wanna see you crash. I hold a title and I ain't giving it up. I got the city on my back, baby, what's up? You must have thought this was a game. If you did, I'ma hit three moves and you wanna back rain. Yeah, you lost it at the fork with the knight, but it was a queen. Ray,
better get out the way. Make way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Make way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Make way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Make way for the queen to come through. queen to come through. Made way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Make way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Made way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Make way for the queen to come through. Better get out the way. Made way for the queen to come through.
Change the game, put your love on my brain. I'm not gonna say that you saved me. What I'll say for now is that shit is working out, yeah. Boy, you make it special with everything you do. Your love is now essential. It's how I get through. You're the up to my down, got my back and forth. You become the sea when I'm stuck in shore. You're the song in my head, the fall. That's right, you're special.
Yeah. They say the freedom's on display, huh? But we ain't seeing that. Puppets ain't making moves without the strings attached. What you die for, fight for, give your life for. If it's wrong to bend your right for. Reason some still spending life for. Closed casket that matters, number with a statue. Got it all backwards, die for your passion. Help me understand, all these moves you think is underhand. You really think all that power's for one man? Now that daddy's on, back up off me. I got shit to settle, keep my bags packed. Moves on a different level, plotting on a come up with the red new, making sure the next time we rejoice will not be a burial. Feeling backed into a corner, that's when the savage is born. Impossible to capture, tore through adversity once before. And the more of it hurts you see, a reason the grit is deep. Pinch your feet, that doubt surrounding, get something for you to eat. And you're hungry, funny how dangerous you're becoming. Craving the chaos and thinking it's a good day for hunting. Suddenly you grin as those that were chasing you down begin to realize you led them into a trap and a lock within. Let them have the feeling of strength, but it's just an illusion. Now it sinks in, anything against you is losing. Play for keeps as you show your teeth up in the room. They prayed on the sheep, didn't realize you let him into the wolf's den.
Yeah.
Let's run them down, man. We gave them to you. Big shouts out to Push Audio as well, man. Big shouts out Push Audio. All right, that Lemonless record, man. Y'all go check it out, man. We gave you that Ill Idiocy, man. Skyfall featuring Mike Maven. We gave you that IMM Viva La Rev. You see me? Featuring Will Spitwell. We gave that to you, man. We gave you that Chris Pridham New Age New Motto. You did that Tam Tam. That's off that Lift Off, man. On My Way, Tam Tam, On My Way. We also gave you that, also off the Lift Off, Cy Mac, that Special. We gave you that On Planet Zoo, Me, Myself, and I. Another one from On Planet Zoo, Let Them Know. We also gave you that Janae Made Way for the Queen. You did? Hey, man, we still ain't done. We still got a whole lot more music to go, man. The songs we got coming up, I'm telling you, going to hit you where it need to hit you, man. But y'all know, I got to put some information on your mind to tickle your spine. You did? And a lot of people do a lot of talking. You know what I mean? They do a lot of talking, and, you know, they proclaim to be these certain things, man. But then you like, damn, well, why you don't do this or why you don't do that, you know? And a lot of times we reward a lot of people, right? We reward a lot of people for the hard work they done, but they got to remember, we always got to remember, when these people that we reward, these type of things are sleeping, somebody else is working. When these people ain't performing, somebody else was working. When these people ain't doing no events, somebody else was working. When these people wasn't doing music videos, somebody else was working. When these people wasn't traveling to go do shows anywhere else, somebody else was working the whole time right here in the city, right? So when you do certain things, it shows the popularity contest. It shows the fake and friedness, because when a lot of people was not working, some people was working. When a lot of people wasn't creating, some people was creating. Now, here go the thing. Just because you and your partners don't like what them people dude that has been working, that don't mean nothing. You can't take the work away. That don't mean nothing just because you don't like them. You can't say, well, they ain't been working this whole time. But when you reward a lot of people who wasn't working when others was working, when they took their breaks and others was pushing, when they was on their downtime and others was pushing, and we talking about Monday through Friday when nobody throwing events, nobody on stage, nobody on the corner, nobody doing nothing. You did, but preparing for the next time they do something, it was always people still working. So I think the whole thing is fried, man. You can't recognize certain people if you're not going to recognize the real ones, too, that's been putting in work and that keep putting in work and that was putting in work when a lot of people were asleep, when a lot of people were stagnant, when a lot of people was doing nothing, when a lot of people were just sitting back planning. It was people who was working every day on a constant basis, putting work in every week. You did? So it looks, a lot of things look bogus to me, but around here and where I'm from, bogus is what's popular.
Giving and accept my sentence, but I didn't. I started to ascend, cause I'm here to do better than the less of me. Measure one to none and keep cutting till my chest stops thumping, not letting up none. Guess it's time to drive. Been too long riding past this side. Just go for
on my shell. They told me not to leap when the ledge was close. Told me not to speak when I said the most. And then it hit me, they ain't worried about me dying. When I leap, they worried about me flying. Reach for the sky, crabs in the bucket no longer. Feast for your eyes, steam with the lobster. Break the chain, why? Figure up. Real shit, speak it though, they don't need to
talk.
Running back,
Being prepared wasn't funny, that I like to shoot from the hip. Got my hand on the grip and I can't lose the clip. Well, I guess I'm too quick, cause as soon as I spit, I'm two more I've been written. I swear I've been given a gift while I'm living. It's different, you rap for money and bitches, I do it. Because, well, I know if I didn't, I'd probably be dead or be sitting in prison. No kidding, I miss it, I'm stretching with this. And castle was bound with that mess in my system. Put it aside, now I'm wrecking with prism. Better yet, blessing with prism. The question you text and the necklace is messes and effort correction to what I've been given. It's just another reason why you dreaming. You don't hesitate, you see the legend grin before you leave and wake and concentrate on being better than your darkest demons. Look in the mirror, you see them and they leaving this evening. That's right. Guillotine, 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 sure. Guillotine, 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 falling. Guillotine, 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 sure. Guillotine, 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 falling.
I remember when I didn't belong. You were quick to be like, see you so long. Now you wanna be me too. Yeah, I wanna be me too. Feel invincible, but where were you when I was falling through?
More money, wait up to win, we come for no plan. Look, mama, I made it, they love me, I'm famous. I'm there where they feeling me, jogging my energy. I can control them, they follow like centipede. Head on my shoulder, too short for the guillotine. Guillotine,
can't take the heat that is breathing. I got a tank that I'm leading. No way, a pair of glasses, a cape and spandex that I'm squeezing. What is next, I don't even know. This is just that late evening flow. Guess the rest is resting while I get to flex. Unbelievable, it's a
guillotine, 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 sure. Guillotine, 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 falling. Guillotine, 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 trap. Guillotine, 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 falling.
Like that, 100K, no way, man. Big sass, speak easy. That guillotine featuring Chris Pridham on that one. We also gave you that speak easy, man. Bobblehead featuring Callie Day and Chris Pridham on that one, too, man. Now, when we come back, I'm going to give you some Muskogee history, some Muskogee slave history. We're going to say some Oklahoma history. Let's do that. Some Oklahoma slave history. You did? Because I always thought, man, that if we put people up to the front, then the people up to the front, they got to be there, got to have or speak or have been speaking not only on today and what's going to help them keep pushing forward, but also on the history. Why? Because real leaders understand that in the history, a lot of people have forgotten about. In the history, a lot of people don't care to remind themselves or go back and read it or go back and research. See, a lot of people we should push up to the front should also be the ones that are seen and are heard, at least attempting on a consistent basis to speak about history. If not, and it's all about what it is today and moving forward, what is these people telling you that they are programming their minds themselves is still enslaved. So they're going to push that same agenda to make you and everybody else around you forget about your history. I cannot.
Like a traveling train, a hobo train, chugging on. rolling stone. Least I know, I have no more. Feel like I'm gonna go rolling on. I feel like a bullet train, a rocket ship taking off. I feel like a spring and summer taking off.
Never been told.
Man, big shouts out to Maya, man. Big shout out to Maya with that Forget Berlin. We're going to get into some more of his music before we get up out of here. But we got to get this chop and drop for y'all, man. We got to get this chop and drop for y'all, right? So got to say, first off, man, salute, respect to the person who did this article as well, man. And we just wanted to bring y'all some information about Oklahoma and slaves, man, because a lot of people don't talk about it no more at all, right? They ain't teaching it to the kids. They ain't teaching it to grown folks. They ain't really talking about it to nobody, man. It's just, it don't matter to them. It don't matter to them, the history, even the place that where we come from, the place that we is, the place that all of us stand up and fight for it and wear shirts and, you know, just all this type of stuff and go hard for it. But we don't even speak on some of the history, right, that went on in our place, where we from, right? So big shout out, man, to Janita Mullins, man. Big shout out to Janita Mullins, man. Y'all already know. So the Underground Railroad in Indian Territory, documentation on the work of the Underground Railroad can be difficult to find, man. Naturally, the passage of escaping slaves had to be kept secret for the route, and stops along this road to freedom are not always known. Much of what we do know about the efforts to help runaways comes to us through the stories passed down orally through generations, right? So some of those stories tell that Indian Territory, through far removed from the more well-known Underground Railroad routes, had its own place on the Freedom Trail. It is an iconic twist in Oklahoma history, since members of the five civilized tribes held slaves. Yes. Members of the five civilized tribes held slaves. But there were abolitionists in the territory as well, just as were throughout the South. What made Indian Territory a destination for runaway slaves was the simple fact once individuals crossed out of Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, they were no longer in the United States. Law officers from the states had no jurisdiction to make arrests or capture fugitives and sworn natives of the five civilized tribes. Bounty hunters were not welcome either. This information was surely passed through the slave quarters and surrounding states, right? The Creek and Seminole nations had a long history of tolerating and even welcoming runaway slaves into their land. The Seminoles were a mixture of Negro and Indian members who found refuge in the swamp lands of Georgia and Florida. The openness to runaways would have made the Creek Nation a hopeful destination for escaping slaves in the decade before the Civil War. They could hide in the sparsely settled land in Indian Territory or pass through the other railroad stations in Free Kansas. The Honey Springs Battlefield site has recently received designation as one of those stations on the Underground Railroad. The Honey Springs area was a well-known resting spot on the Texas Road. Its springs of clear, sweet water made a place where travelers could stop and replenish water supplies while traveling throughout the territory. Right? It could well be that many missions that operated churches and schools in Indian Territory also were Underground Railroad stops. Most of the missionaries who worked at these sites were from New England and were stage abolitionists. Though not documented, it does not seem unreasonable to assume that these abolitionists would have been willing to provide a meal, medical attention, and place to hide runaways. One of the best known individuals who escaped to Indian Territory was who? A person that's my family member, Bass Reed. Fleeing from Texas, he lived for several years in Indian Territory, learning the land and the languages of the five tribes. This time spent in the territory well equipped him for his later work as a federal marshal, serving Judge Isaac Parker's court in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Reed later served the federal court in Muskogee. And yes, I am a blood descendant of Bass Reeves as well. I'm going to say a blood relative of Bass Reeves. So you may never know, man, how many individuals passed through the Indian Territory along the Underground Railroad. But we can appreciate the courage and faith it must have taken for all those who were part in the passage to freedom. And for a lot of people that didn't think it or didn't know it, yes, the Indian Territories had slaves. The Indian Territory had slaves, man, and some of them were black. Some of them were black as well. You dig? And some of them was other natives. That is a part of the history, man. But a lot of slaves, man, came right through here. A lot of slaves came right through here, man. just the Indian Territory, man. Thousands, man. You don't understand. Thousands of slaves was brought to the Indian Territory. Thousands of slaves. Rain poured in, man. I'm going to give you another one and let you get some more history, man. Some more deep history. You rocking with us, man. Big shout out, Mile, man. I'm going to give it to you right after the break, man. Y'all ready to go? Talking about slave history in Oklahoma. And he sung a new song.
Sai tu la terra che nessuno ha detto mai. Una parola che nessuno ha raggiunto mai. Sei tu la voce che la notte sentirò. Sei tu la città dove domani arriverò.
Celebration of the sun, overcoming intimacy. Low in a single breath, we show the skin. Your ceremony to the sea, fingers around the spring. Fingers around the longest sickles and all the skin. Then your eye will stop to crave my shame as they stretch my hand. Celebrate for you tonight, and let my fingers take the flow. Let my name swear the crane around your body's shame. Then your blood begins to crave my veins and to scratch my head.
Like the fish in the clouds.
And I spend all my time in the wild.
I spend all my time on sailing for a home.
Thank you.
alright. That's alright. That's alright.
Young Slave Story Retold, man, by Ron Jackson. Right, so as the rain poured from the sky by moon the next day, making the sound of thunder and cannon fire indistinguishable and for somewhat anonymous. From the underground hideout, the uncertainty of the moment left them paralyzed by fear. This is how the Civil War entered Jim Tom's life. Tom's story, which is T-O-M-M, if you want to go look it up, story is among thousands of slave narratives collected more than 60 years ago by the Workers, the Works Project Administration, known as the WPA. Similar stories were gathered throughout the South from elders of African descent. But Tom's vivid recollections are rooted in a heritage generally unheard of today in Oklahoma's popular history. Right. Back to an Indian territory where slaves toiled in the Indian nations for tribal elite. Students of Oklahoma history are told how Indians were forcibly removed from their homelands to Indian territory along the Trail of Tears. They are told of the heartache and deceit and of the sickness and death. Yet, most never hear the story of the Indian slaves who also made the journey, or those who followed in the aftermath of the tragic episode. Thousands of slaves were brought to Indian territory as the plantation culture flourished in southeastern Oklahoma. Figures on slave population in Indian nations vary from source to source. Only one fact is indisputable is that Oklahoma Indians owned slaves. In 1811, in November, prior to the removal, the Christian Observer in London reported 12,395 Cherokee people living in the southeast, along with 583 of the tribe's black slaves. As cotton prices rose, so too did the slave population within the tribe. One source claims Cherokee slave owners held 1,592 black men, women, and children in 1835. That number climbed to 2,511 by 1860. Nor did Cherokee slave owners monopolize the business of human cattle in the Indian territory. Slaves also were owned by Seminole, Chickasaw, Choctaw, and Creek Indians prior to emancipation. Born from these slave empires were bitter divisions that paralleled those that ripped apart the United States. The base over the institution of slavery fractured the Indian nations of the outbreak of the Civil War, leaving some black slaves in a position to decide their own fate as they fled northward to join Union forces. Those left behind bravely faced the unknown. In short, the war was ushered in some of the most thrilling times for the annals of Oklahoma's rich black history. And Tom's family story offers one such widow into that world. Tom's interview was conducted in 1937 by an obscure government field worker named L.W. Wilson in Muskogee. Even then, Tom's story must have seemed ancient, hauntingly intriguing. Tom described his Creek Nation home, a plantation owned by George W. Stidham, in great detail. He talked about how the slaves labored in the cotton fields, rob wild bees of their honey and pick wild berries and the fruit for the winter. Most of all, Tom talked about family and survival. Tom was four when the war swept through his land, and in the coming years he learned it was a war that ultimately decided his freedom and the freedom of those he loved. As the threat of war crept toward the Creek Nation, Tom recalled how Stidham moved his most valuable slaves to Texas. Among those chosen lot was Tom's father, a skilled blacksmith. Stidham brought from him his rice plantation in Louisiana when he moved to Indian Territory. Black refugees fled the Creek Nation about that time under an older Creek man who resisted, and you could say he resisted by the Confederate agencies to join the Confederacy. One of the Tom's brothers, a refugee who signed on with the 1st Kansas Colored Infantry. One of Tom's brothers, man. Signed on with the 1st Colored Infantry of Kansas. War brought Tom's brother back into the Indian Territory a short time later. On his return, he helped fight Confederate troops at what became known as the Battle of Honey Springs. In the very battle, the roared overhead as Tom and his family cowered in a plantation cellar. Tom recalled that fatal day for Wilson. Yes, brother was there, but we did not know it then. The battle was over that evening, and the North was going around burning down like cabins. They came to burn the one over us. We could hear them talk. All of us were scared, and someone hollered, "Is anybody down there in the cellar?" I hollered. Soldiers heard Tom's voice in the darkness. Soon, Tom's family was being escorted to Fort Gibson, where more than 1,000 black slaves would await freedom. We met brother at the fort, and by him being with the northern soldiers, we got good care and plenty to eat, Tom recalled. Daddy came back to the Stidham plantation after the war, and we all got together again, and not one of the family was killed. We surely was lucky. Come on, man. That story right there and just that on there, man, nobody is really going to talk to y'all about this. Nobody's going to put that out there. But like I say, that's one of my jobs, man. That's one of my purposes. I'm here to put some information on your mind that's going to tickle your spine. Go do the research.
Shadows and I, yours and mine, those eyes.